Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. A first in France. The Council of State is calling on the government to take action on air pollution via fine particles and nitrogen dioxide. The Commission is calling on the government to put in place an air quality plan in order to bring the values below those set by the Environmental Code. They have requested a plan to be put in place as soon as possible. Air pollution due to particles has led to 48,000 deaths per year, according to the French Public Health Agency. Also in environmental news, this time from Antarctica, a 5,800 square kilometer iceberg, one of the largest ever seen, has detached itself from a glacier in the extreme west of the continent. It is 60 times larger than the city of Paris. Experts worry that the surrounding waters could become more dangerous for boats, due to the huge cluster of drifting ice. An inquiry has been ordered following the death of Judge Lombert. The body was found last night at his home in Le Mans. An autopsy will take place, though initial findings point to suicide. It's the latest chapter in the infamous Villemain case. A migrant plan presented in today's Ministers' Council. It's a plan to better preparedness for the influx of migrants. Among the announced measures, Edouard Philippe plans to create 12,500 places by 2019 for refugees and asylum seekers. However, asylum seekers will also now have to leave French territory if their application is refused by authorities. Codeine has been prohibited for sale without prescription. The Ministry of Health has just announced a decision, which will come into immediate effect and affects all medicines containing codeine. Since the beginning of the year, 5 cases of severe codeine poisoning have been reported amongst adolescents, involving 2 fatalities. And news from the 11th stage of the Tour de France today, a stage through the Pyrenees between Aimée and Pau, with Chris Froome still in yellow. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.